Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
A great question in today from Sarah on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown and Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, interesting question from Sarah. She wants to know, should you change your breathing pattern when you approach the hills? I just try and not pop a lung, but obviously some people think more about it than others. What is there? Should you be changing the way you're breathing at any point in your run? What's the sort of strategy and thinking behind that?
No, look, you don't really want to change your breathing pattern. You're going to get a natural increase in your respiratory drive because when you run uphill, there's a very definite increase in the demand for energy. If there's an increase for the demand for energy, that means an increase in demand for oxygen, and therefore we will breathe slightly more rapidly and hopefully deeper. And that's really the only thing that I would focus on, is that you do not want to pant. You don't want your breathing to become too shallow. So even though you're breathing more rapidly, what you would want to focus on is that you still keep nice deep breaths so that there is a nice filling and emptying of the lungs. But that's really it in terms of how I would focus on changing my breathing.
And it's a very personal thing too, though, isn't it, Lindsay? It's one of those things you need to find what works for you. No one can really dictate to you how you should be breathing. You want to get as comfortable as you can with that breathing, but everyone is slightly different.
Yeah, everyone is slightly different, but certainly by panting, you increase what we call the dead space volume in your lungs. In other words, lungs that doesn't get air that doesn't get recycled. So as a good principle, you do want to be breathing deeper. You don't want to be panting. You know, panting is something that animals use to dissipate heat. Very efficient for dissipating heat. Very inefficient for providing oxygen to the working muscles. So while there will be some variability in terms of the actual depth of the breathing, it should be deeper rather than shallower. That is a good principle to abide by.
And if you've ever run in Flum Pieterse's bus at the Comrades Marathon, something you'll hear him say very, very often throughout the day is take a deep breath. He says that often. So there you go. That's why. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. We look forward to catching up again soon here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget your question to get your questions in. Just head over to coachperry.com and also become part of the online community. It's pretty active. Some great questions being asked. There's lots of great resources too. We've just added some training programs too. All you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join. That's where you can get all the details right now. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.